Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Shall we give the Lord the biggest hand of praise? Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For making this conference happen, help me one more time give Jesus the biggest hand of praise. Also for being here in our midst. It's his presence that makes all the difference. For being here in our midst, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, they are in the midst of them. For being here in our midst, help me give him again another big hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we are gathered at your feet tonight. All eyes are on you. We all look up to you. Let no one return without an encounter with you by your word. Lord, bring us into our realm of next levels. Let the days of stagnation be over. Let the days of stagnation be over. And let your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Join me, give the Lord a big hand and get seated, please. Amen. Let me also join to welcome every one of us here into his presence and to expect an encounter with him. For our desired change of levels as ordained by him. Let me start by first saying, no one ever arrives at a future that he cannot see. Genesis 13, verse 14 and 15. Lift up your eyes and look northwards and southwards, eastwards and westwards. For all the land which thou seest, unto you will I give it. No one ever arrives at a future he cannot see. In the same vein, no one arrives at a future he's not prepared for. And Jotham became great because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. 2 Chronicles 27 and verse 6. I caught a statement several years ago in South Africa on a billboard. It reads, knowledge, the new currency of the world. It's a strongly biblical statement. My people are going to captivity because they have no knowledge. Isaiah 5 and verse 13. Those who do wickedly against the demand of knowledge will end up as mockeries. But those who value knowledge and go for the demands of knowledge shall be strong and do exploits. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. What we don't know, we don't know. What we won't learn, we can't know. And what we don't know, we pay for it. There is no substitute for knowledge in the adventure of life. There is no substitute for knowledge in the adventure of life. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My prayer according to Psalm 118 and verse 27 is that God will show us light here. A and by that light we'll keep changing levels. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. No price is too much for knowledge. Let's go for it. Let's go for it. I sat under the ministry of Yonggi Cho to be tutored on church growth. And I did that several years with utmost delight, devouring his materials and asking the Holy Spirit to help me understand what he's talking about. And in no time we began to replicate those things. And others are replicating them today by being committed to learn how it works. By being committed to learn how it works. Tonight I'll be taking us on what I've captioned. Unveiling our heritage of new levels. Unveiling our next level's heritage in ministry. Unveiling our next level's heritage in ministry. Next levels is not ambition. It's not aspiration. It's the heritage of the just. The just implies the justified. The justified implies the redeemed of the Lord. So next levels is not somebody's ambition, somebody's aspiration. It's the heritage of the redeemed of the Lord. Proverbs 4 and verse 18. The path of the justified is as the shining light that shines in the kingdom, is as far as one's eyes can see. Genesis 13, 14. We're 13 and 14. Whatever God said to Abraham, he said to every redeemed of the Lord, including ministers, they are ordained to shine brighter and brighter to the perfect day. So where you are is a stepping stone. You are not at your bus stop. Your greatest days are still ahead. Your brightest days are still ahead. Now let's try to see some pictures of what pertains to us in redemption. Matthew 11, 11. Jesus speaking said, of all born of women, there is none as great as John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom is greater than he. Now what that does is this. The sum of all the Old Testament saints, all of them, whether ministry, industry, you know, vocation, whatever, none possesses anything near the potentials that the redeemed carries. None. The greatest ministries in the Old Testament will never compare with the potentials loaded in those in the New Testament. He that is least in the kingdom is greater than the greatest in the Old Testament. That tells you and me how unlimited God's agenda for our life is. We have a destiny of no limits in Christ. If anyone believes in me, whichever believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. But we're only led on this journey from one phase to another by the Spirit of the Lord. We need to see this. There are no ceilings on our destiny as ministers. But we only arrive there step by step, little by little. Step by step, and little by little. Exodus 23 verse 30. Exodus 23 and verse 30. And then Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 22. Little by little, let the beast of the field multiply against us. And so it takes us little by little to keep us safe as he takes us on. We are loaded with redemptive virtue, with capacity to set us above all nations of the earth. Above all nations of the earth. What we are trying to define tonight is the reality of next levels, next levels, next levels, next levels, next levels, next levels. We must possess this next levels mentality to keep experiencing advancement in our walk with God. The Lord said to me years ago, from Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1, I was in that scripture, and he said, my son David, there's a place for you on top if you're interested. I said, yes, Lord, I'm interested. He said, then whatever I tell you to do, do it. Whatever I tell you to do, do it. If you hearken to my voice, observe to do what I tell you to do, I will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Above all nations of the earth. What? Just to listen to what you are saying and do it? Above all nations of the earth. Above all nations of the earth. Today we have representation from about 66 nations out here. Above all nations. Apart from those online across the nations of the world. Whatever I tell you to do, do it. Whatever I tell you to do, do it. So it is knowing what he says to do that the problem lies. And for some know that know it, not being willing to do it is where we are. Where we are. There are no limits. Advancing us until we back out. We have an put to work opens a new chapter to the destiny of any ministry. Every encounter with the world, when put to work, opens a new chapter to any ministry. This is what makes our destiny ministry an adventure and not a destination. We are just on the move. We are just on the move. as we are not tired moving with God, He will not be tired moving us forward. Arise, shine, your light is come. The glory of God is risen upon thee. Darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. The Gentiles will come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. Who are these that fly as the cloud? I'll make you an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. A small one shall become this one shall become 1,000, and a small one a strong nation. You're just moving. You are just moving. As the light keeps shining brighter, you are moving forward. You are moving forward. You are gaining speed. You are gaining height. Thank you, Jesus. God is ever committed to a continuous progress. Tell them that they go forward. There is no situation under heaven that is permitted to keep us at the same spot. Here is the Red Sea in front, Pharaoh's army behind. Tell them to go forward. God never leads backward, He leads forward. From this time on, you'll never suffer a setback anymore in your life. He said, you have gone around this mountain long enough. I hate to have you at the same spot. You have gone around this mountain long enough. Turn you northwards. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3. Turn. Make a turn. Make a turn. In Micah chapter 2 verse 10, he said, arise ye and depart. Micah 2:10. For this is not your rest. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. This place is polluted. It will destroy you with a sore destruction. God is always interested in our advancement. His interest in our forward movement. Stagnant water stinks. Stagnant water stinks. Stagnant water stinks. Stagnant water stinks. No ministry here will stink. That's how redemption provides for us a platform for unending progress. We have been justified by the blood of Jesus, and the path of the justified as a shining light is ordained to shine more and more unto the perfect day. As mentioned earlier, revelation is what empowers our access into realms of next levels. Revelation. New light. New height. Through applied revelation, the little one can become 1,000 and the small one a strong nation. Applied revelation. It's not what we know that changes us. It's what we do with what we know that does. What we know is not what changes us. It's what we do with what we know that does. So be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Now watch. Be ye doers of the word and not preachers only, deceiving your own self. What to preach is not a substitute for what to do. What we preach will never be a substitute for what we do. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, not and preacheth them. I like unto a wise man who is built his house upon the rock. No matter the circumstances, he will be standing firm. Not by what he preaches, but by what he does. Tenos canora barande tocleria, by what he does. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, without doing what I tell you to do? Luke chapter 6 verse 46. By what he does. So it's applied revelation that works. James chapter 1 verse 22 to 25. Applied revelation simply means obedience of faith, which is the covenant launching pad into next levels. Hearken to my voice. Was that to do what I asked you to do? I will set you on high above all nations. It's little by little, but we are going above all nations. Little by little, by little, by little, but above all nations. Little by, when God spoke those words to me, we were about 40 people in church. But He was going to set me up above all nations. Little by little, by little, by little, by little, by little. You just don't get tired doing what he says to do. You just keep doing what he says to do at any time, at all times. Just keep doing what he says to do. That's where you are going. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? Let's look at 7 keys to experiencing next levels in ministry. After Peter declared Jesus as the Son of the Living God, he said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 16 and verse 19. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Key number one to experiencing next levels in ministry, embrace the fear of God as a lifestyle. Embrace the fear of God that is going off very fast from the body. Everybody is saying today, you don't need to do anything. God has done everything. My God. Your behavior is not important. That you stole does not mean God does not love you. He still loves you. You'll find all kind of things. I saw a strong spirit of delusion making to believe a lie. Apostasy is creeping in. There is almost no difference between Christianity today and non-believers. People are struggling for survival in ministry to post that is working when it's not working. Amekot singlaro barande sekenuma. You better watch it. You better watch it. Joseph testified, but I fear God. And we saw his level changing under most adverse circumstances. As a slave, he became the heir of the family. As a prisoner, he became an official of the prison. As a slave and an ex-convict, he became a prime minister. How? By the fear of God. Those who fear God always fear well in life. Those who fear God always fear well in life. Those who fear God always fear well in life. Those who fear God always fear well in life. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus came to save us from our sins, not to justify our sins. My God, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. 2 Timothy 2:19-21. Depart from iniquity, not appropriate righteousness. Depart from iniquity. There is no day fornication will be equal to righteousness. There's no day adultery will be equal to righteousness. There's no day stealing will be equal to righteousness. No matter who is teaching you what. You can't rewrite the Bible. Where the fear of God stops is where your level stops changing. So make your choice. They could not find anything amiss in the life of Daniel, for he was a faithful man and there was no error in him. And he was preferred above all the other presidents, my friend. What is the fear of God? The fear of God is to hate evil. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13. The fear of God is to hate evil, not to justify evil, to hate evil. Proverbs 18 and verse 13. The fear of God is to hate evil. Job was a man that feared God and eschewed evil. A perfect man. Praise God. Please get this at the onset. Where the fear of God stops in anyone's life and ministry is where his level stops changing. Number two key to operating in the realm of new level, next levels, possess a next levels mentality. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Possess a next levels mentality. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. Possess a next levels mentality. For as far as your eyes can see, until you will I give it. Number three, continue to put the word to work. Continue to put the word to work. Isaiah chapter 60, arise and shine, for your light is come. In the book of John chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus speaking said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. He said, walk while you have the light. So we are to walk in the light. We are not to just have the light. We are to walk in the light. The light you have in your box can't help you on the outside. You walk in the light. You put the light out and walk in it. John chapter 12 verse 35 to 36. You walk in the light. The word you know and you are not putting to work will not work. Whatever it tells you to do, what do you do? Whatever it tells you to do, what do you do? Whatever it tells you to do, what do you do? Whatever it tells you to do, what do you do? Whatever it tells you to do, what do you do? The good news is something is breaking forth in your life this time in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, continue to serve God and the interests of his kingdom as a priority. Ministry is fast turning to an industry, sir. People sit down as CEO over a company in the name of ministry. That's not it. Jesus said, I am in your midst as one that serves. I'm in your midst as one that serves. I'm in your midst as one that serves. Whosoever will be greatest among you, let him be the servant of all. Only workers are entitled to change of levels, not leaders. Only workers. In Luke chapter 19 verse 13, occupy till I come. And he gave them a pound each, his 10 servants, and he went and came back in verse 17. One of them came back and said, I made 10 pounds more. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You'll be faithful in a few things. Now have the authority over 10 cities. Change of level to servants, not to leaders. To servants. Many pastors are not changing level because they are not servants. They are not servants. They are not serving. People are serving them. They are not serving. Continue to serve God and the interest of his kingdom as a priority. As a priority. Not what to have, but what to input. What to inject. What to add. What to add? Number five, continue to trust in the Lord to confirm His word. Though thy beginning be very small, yet thy latter end shall yet greatly increase. Continue to trust the Lord to confirm His word that you serve. Whatever is not done of faith is sin. If you don't believe in what God says he will do for doing what he's asked you to do, then you won't have it. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 10, everyone is a partaker of his hope. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things expected. What faith does is substantiate your expectation. Continue to trust in the Lord to confirm His word. Continue to trust in the Lord to confirm His word. And then you're on course. Remember I said earlier, what you don't know, you don't know. What you won't learn, you can't know. And what you don't know, you pay for it. They that trust in the Lord shall be like my Zion that cannot be removed, but abided forever. No guesswork. Psalm 125, verse 125. It is when our faith is in question that the enemy has his way. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about them that trust Him. He will not allow the rod of the wicked to rest upon their lust. So keep trusting the Lord to make good His word in your life as you keep doing what He says to do. Can I hear your amen? He never lies. I said, your God never lies. Your God never lies. Can I have you say with me, my God never lies. It's not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should repent. My God never lies. So I'm too sure. Whatever He says He will do, that He will do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number six. Remain fervently on duty in pursuit of your calling. Romans 12:11. Be not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Remain fervently on duty in pursuit of your calling. Luke chapter 6 verse 46 to 48. Jesus speaking said, why call you me Lord, Lord, without doing what I tell you to do? So who then among you is a faithful servant, whom his Lord will put charge over his household to give them their meat in their season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I tell you, he shall make him Lord over all his goods. He will change his level supernaturally as he meets him on duty. We must be met on duty. We must be met on duty. We must be met on duty. Not as busybody in other men's matters. Just going about. Do you see how that man is doing his own? Study to be quiet and do your own business. Study to be quiet and do your own business. Study to be quiet and do your own business. Ministry is not politics. Study to be quiet and do your own business. Remain fervently on duty in pursuit of your calling. Let everyone abide in the same calling wherein is called. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 20 and verse 24. Let everyone abide in the same calling wherein is called. Number 7. Continue to celebrate the faithfulness of God no matter what. Continue. Number seven, continue to celebrate the faithfulness of God no matter what. God gave me a global ministry by election of grace. The hour has come to liberate the world from all oppression of the devil through the preaching of the word of faith. Wonderful. But there was a particular service, 1984, where there were only two people present in the midway service. And there were two staff. There were staff. One was praying, the other one was saying amen. And I called to say, hey, how was the service today? They said, wonderful. I said, what went on? He said, three of us were there. This and this, and then the Holy Spirit. I said, praise the Lord. Okay. Global ministry. There was a Sunday we had 10 naira income, 10 naira offering, 10 naira. Somebody had a need of 10 naira that day, we gave it to him. Global ministry. Continue to celebrate the faithfulness of God no matter what. We never saw one musical instrument until 1986. One. 1986. We were in a bacha in a town, in a city. Bacha. And we're very excited about it. This is the largest glass cathedral in the world. If you see anyone bigger than this, let me know. The floor was not paved. Continue to celebrate the faithfulness of God no matter. When we were dancing in that place, we find dust dancing with us. Everybody's rising up. Continue to celebrate the faithfulness of God no matter what. No matter what. This is a global ministry. Not only that, but a generational ministry. He said the destiny of this age has been committed to your hands. And yet, what? Is this how it is? People had all the room in their life to lie, to laugh. Because we find living faith, world out in center. World in this corner. That was it. Continue to celebrate the faithfulness of God no matter what. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. Although the fig tree shall not, the fig tree shall not blossom, there might not be fruit in the vine, the fruit of the olive may fail. There might not be fruit, read it please. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the flock shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. In the Lord will make my feet like high speed, and make me to walk upon my high places. How many are ready to change level here? So rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say what? Rejoice. Now, when the church ministry started in Kaduna, my wife was still in Ilorin. Anytime I went back, there was a lot of joy. Not fake, not fabricated joy. Lot of joy. The first day she came to church in Kaduna, we were 19 people, or 21 that day. She didn't know service has ended. She thought we were still doing Sunday school. Because you couldn't marry the joy with the number. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord will make my feet like high speed and make me walk upon my high places. I've never frowned at low number. No. That Jesus went to town and brought people by himself. He went to town and brought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are other churches who have taken them to, but he brought them here. Let's give him thanks. Amen. But in the last 12 weeks that we had in our church, prophetic weeks of harvest, my team brought in 8,700 people into church. 12 weeks. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will join the God of my salvation. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. It's your turn for a change of story. Understand these things, because without the key to a door, you'll be struggling with the door for life. We need the keys. I once told you a story. My grandmother forgot me in the room and went to the market in those days. And the door was shut. There was no access. Nobody was around. I cried. Nobody answered. I hit the door. Nobody answered. I got tired. I slept. Without the key, you live a frustrated life. I slept hungry, tired, hit, all kinds. Because there was no key. There was no key. But I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What is this key? Knowledge. Luke 11:52. He said, "Unto you lawyers who are taking away the key of knowledge. You will not enter in. And those who want to enter, you hinder them." The key of knowledge. The key of knowledge. The key of knowledge. Revelation is key to our advancement in life. Revelation is key to our forward movement in life. Let's value revelation. Let's apply ourselves to revelation. Let's walk on the word. Let's put the word to work. And things will keep working for us. I'm sure something has broken loose tonight. How many have been blessed? Give the Lord a big hand of praise. We should all agree that if the foundation is faulty, the righteous can do nothing. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. We must come back to base. We must come back to the root. You can't disconnect from the root and want to still keep bearing fruit. We must get back to the root. The fear of God is fundamental to making the most of our adventure in life. The fear of the Lord is fundamental. It's a non-negotiable requirement. No matter the Greek and the Hebrew that they are putting together, it won't work. It won't work. It won't work. How many believe there is heaven? Do you believe there is heaven? How many believe there are requirements for accessing heaven? Do you have it? You still have it in your Bible? You have not removed it? Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Then he set out a catalog of disqualifiers. Is there in your Bible? Did you tear it? No. No. The good news tonight is that your next levels must have its foundation in the fear of the Lord. Your next levels must have its foundation in the fear of the Lord. No games, no gimmicks, no playing pranks. No. In conclusion, every step we take in life is either taking us closer or farther from our glorious destiny. Every decision we make is either to our advantage or disadvantage. Jeremiah chapter 2. And verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountains of living water, and have formed for themselves broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Let's get back to base. Let's get back to what God is saying. Read that through to verse 17 and you discover that we are responsible for most of the undoings of our lives. Let's put things back. We are in for the best of time. Can I tell you this? Satan is all out to stall this move of the Spirit, and we must stand up to it and stop him. from having his way. No ministry here shall go down the drain. No minister here will be put out of priesthood. In the name of Jesus. Please stand to your feet, everybody. And lift up your two hands and give God thanks for light. Anything has dropped in for you tonight that you are going to work on, lift up your two hands and begin to appropriate those stuff. Rekindle your fear in my life, Lord. Let pleasing you become my meat. Precious name we have prayed. Amen. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is what? A reproach to any people. Any people. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It shall grow up like the cedar in Lebanon. It shall still bring forth fruits in old age. It shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. It's my rock and there's no righteousness in him. Lift up your two hands. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Lord, increase my hunger and thirst for righteousness. Increase my hunger and thirst for righteousness. There is no change of level without the fear of God at the foundation of my life. That they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. They shall be filled. They shall be filled. They shall be filled. Lord, increase my hunger and thirst for righteousness. Increase my hunger and thirst for righteousness. Increase my hunger and thirst for righteousness. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. You know the good news? There are ordinary looking people here today that will emerge as strong nations tomorrow. There are those without any seeming identity today that become 1,000 tomorrow. Light is the way up. But the fear of God is the access to light. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his salvation, his covenant. He will show them. He will show them. So everything that equals our upward movement requires the fear of God. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, no one suffers any further stagnation in this place. I decree endless progress for every ministry represented here. I decree endless progress for every ministry represented here. And so shall it be. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks. Give him thanks, everyone.